This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So as brothers, as you know that many masajids, they're closed due to this new rise of COVID-19. Alhamdulillah, from Epic perspective, we've been consulting. Our stand has been that we always consult with our medical experts. And in the last week, we have consulted with many of our medical experts, close to 17 doctors, including infectious disease doctors, whether we should close or stay open. Based on our guidelines, based on what you have right now, please keep your face masks on. Based on our guidelines that we have, Alhamdulillah, our medical experts, they suggested that the risk for Epic is very minimum, as long as we follow guidelines. So we have to follow guidelines, because if we don't want to shut down unless you don't follow guidelines. So few things. Number one, please, in the masjid and outside, keep your face mask on until you leave Epic. That's number one. Number two, please do not congregate, whether inside or outside. As you leave, please, inshallah, go home. Please don't congregate. Number three, as you leave, please make sure that you stay seated. Ustad Bajur, he will call one row at a time. So as he calls the row, please get up and then leave. So this way the congregation is minimum. Anything else, Raz bhai? Okay, so inshallah, I think that's pretty much it. And please help us keep the masjid open. We are trying our best. Please donate generously. There is a number that you saw posted. You can also donate on donate@epicmasjid.com.
أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد My dear respected beloved brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah, Ya Kareem, لا تتوفانا إلا وأنت راض عنا. Ya Allah, do not take our souls except when you are pleased with us. There's an ayah in the Quran or part of an ayah in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. It is mentioned in the Quran in four places. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first part, Allah is pleased with them. We have heard many lectures about that, many khutbas about that. And to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal is by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by staying away from what He has prohibited and doing as many a'mal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. That will make us gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The important part is the second part. Are you pleased with Allah? رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. Are you pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Whomsoever in the morning and in the evening says three times, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيَّا كَانَ حَقًّا عَلَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يُرْضِيَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Whomsoever says in the morning three times and in the evening three times, I am pleased with Allah as my Lord, I am pleased with Islam as my deen, and I am pleased that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is my messenger. If we do that three times in the morning, three times in the evening, Rasulullah ﷺ said, it will become a promise upon Allah Azza wa Jal to please that person on the day of judgment. Now we go back again. Are you pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We say these words with our tongues. رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا I am pleased, I am content that Allah is my Lord. Do we feel that? Do we mean that? What does it mean that I am pleased with Allah as my Lord? I am pleased that Allah is my Ilah. I am pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Sharia. And I am pleased with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed. All these three, if I have them with me, in me, that means I am pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean to be pleased that Allah is your Lord? That means that I am content and I know for certainty that no one is worthy of worship except Allah azza wa jal. That I will not ask anybody other than Allah. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ I do not ask anybody other than Allah Azza wa Jal. When I say, Ya Hussein, when I say, Ya Fulan, that means I am not content with Allah being my Rabb. I need somebody else with him. When I am pleased that Allah is only my Rabb, He's the only one worthy of worship, that means I am pleased that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only ilah. Second, to be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sharia, Allah's laws. Whatever Allah decreed, I have no speck of doubt in my heart that it is khayr, whether I understand it or not. Any hukum, any ruling from Allah Azza wa Jal, I am pleased with it, and I know it is the best. Not only pleased with it, I know it is the best. So be very careful when you hear that you have to cut the arm of the person who steals. Make sure you do not say, that sounds very barbaric. That does not apply anymore. That is long time ago. When you hear the ruling against the one who commit adultery, when the one who drinks alcohol, you have no doubt in your heart that this is the best ruling. When we do that, I am pleased with Allah's sharia. Raditu billahi rabba is not just a word that we say on our tongue. We have to believe it in our heart and prove it with our actions. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Third is to be pleased with whatever Allah decreed. I am sick, I am pleased. I am healthy, I am pleased. I am rich, I am pleased. I am poor, I am pleased. I have 6 kids, I am pleased. I have no kids, I am pleased. I got 100 clients today, I am very pleased. No one came in, I am pleased. I made $20,000 today, I am pleased. I made nothing today, I am very pleased. As long as I am taking by the means, I am pleased, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed. My brothers and sisters, there are 2 ayahs in the Quran. When we read them and understand them and ponder upon them, they should take care of all our problems. ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. 2 آيات سورة الحديد. No calamity that befalls on earth or in you except it is already have been decreed and recorded before it happens. That sickness was decreed, that loss of a job was decreed, that corona was decreed. إن ذلك على الله يسير. This is very easy for Allah Azza wa Jal. I am doing my best and I have so much trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. I am pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why, ya Allah? لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم. So you will not regret what escaped you. Oh, if I did this, I would have got that deal. If I did that, no. لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم. ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم. So you will not rejoice, I did this because of me, because of my PhD, because of my smartness. It's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those two ayat, when you recite them, you know that everything has been decreed. As long, and I keep repeating, you are taking by the means. My brothers and sisters, finally, keep in mind, this is something that we all fall into, is that we complain a lot. أَتَشْكُوا مَنْ يَرْحَمْ لِمَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ. You are complaining about the all-merciful to the one who is not merciful. Complain to Allah Azza wa Jal. Express your feelings to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one with the key to every problem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us and make us pleased with Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last deeds our best deeds. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وأسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وأقم الصلاة.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Please remain seated. First, there are so many brothers and sisters in the community. Them a speedy recovery, inshallah ta'ala. And we have also many brothers and sisters that passed away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all their sins, shower them with His mercy, and grant them the highest place in Jannah. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Please keep them all in your dua, inshallah. Second, please do not forget to donate.